Rebel spokesman Mikayla Gebla with the Chad rebel group Union of Forces for Democracy and Development, UFDD, says that fighters have seized a second town in the remote northeast of Chad.
La stratégie militaire que nous adoptons, c'était de nous démarquer carrément de l'est du Chad.
He says that the rebels' military strategy in the northeast is to exploit the remoteness of the region, which does not have many Chadian government forces. By forcing the government to shift its military resources in response to rebel activity, Gebla says, then the rebels could eventually return to their previous military front in the east of Chad near the towns of Abéché and Biltine. Regional analyst Adrian Fenyu with the London-based research group Global Insight says that the UFDD's shift to the northeast is logical.
The government counteroffensive in the past 2 months have increased the militarization of the eastern provinces. Now that the UFDD rebels have been considerably weakened in this counteroffensive, they've chosen, I believe, to attack areas where government control is much weaker and therefore make it an easier target for rebel activity.
The British-based Royal Institute of International Affairs Africa Programs head Alex Vines says the rebels' growing proximity to Libya may have an impact on the two countries' relations.
I would imagine there'll be more frenetic diplomatic activity.
Vines says this region has a troubled history.
That is interesting if the rebels are now positioning themselves in the north in areas that were an area of Libyan-Chadian conflict in the past. It will certainly enhance suspicion of Libya.
He says at the end of the Cold War, Libya and Chad had a dispute over the northeast due to possible uranium wealth in that region. Rebel spokesman Gebla denies the UFDD has any support from Libya. He says the UFDD is not concerned about Libyan intervention because the terrain in northeastern Chad is what he calls inhospitable. On Saturday, the rebels said they had seized the town of Unianga Kabir, which is located between the Sudanese and Libyan borders. Chadian government officials disputed the rebels' statement, saying that the rebels have since retreated to Sudan. The rebels have pursued a low-intensity war in an effort to topple President Idriss Deby's regime, which the rebels accuse of gross corruption and human rights abuses. Phuong Tran for VOA News, Dakar.